And welcome to your show, Geeks Through Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Ted.
That's me. I'm Ted.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. And Anna.
Yes, I'm here too. Hi.
And Mike.
I'm not sure where I left my phone.
Well, I guess when it goes off here in a bit, we'll find it.
That was a good intro.
I don't think it's down here.
Oh, that'll
was a good intro.
And Jordan?
The idealist would say maybe.
And Joe.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
And Alex.
I think I have your phone, Mike.
Do you have it?
I don't know how I got it. I got it over here.
I'm going to get you. Stealing my phone, taking it to Seattle.
That'll happen.
Yeah, you know. You probably have my other phone, the one that I actually lost.
It's weird. I just keep opening this drawer, and I keep finding your phones in them.
What kind of phone is it?
It's pretty good. It's like a Nokia 8310.
Ah, you're wrong. 8620, the little brick. Everybody has their phone out. That's why I noticed it was gone. I think I'm upstairs or in my car. I'm not sure which.
Everyone's so, muting them.
I'm checking the show notes and fixing spelling.
No, we haven't mentioned the hostess with the absolute mostess.
Who's that?
It's a good question. Who is that, Bill?
Wilhelm.
Yay!
Wait, isn't hostess girl?
Yes.
Doesn't that mean you, are you talking about
it's
Anna?
It's a John Oliver reference.
Yeah, the hostess mostess. It's the Latin.
Oh, it's actually, the Latin. Yeah. It's in Latin. Gotcha.
It's used a lot. It's from the old time. The old tongue.
Yeah.
Hostess the mostess. Old radio?
Yes. No. The old tongue before radio.
Oh, okay.
When we all still stood around in groups.
It's pseudo-Latin, the English slang term from host with the most, which makes sense.
There we go.
I think it'd be hosticus mosticus.
So it could be any gender. It's gender neutral.
All right.
Hosticus mosticus. I think that's better.
Yeah. So
are you the guy who's like, it's E2 Brutai? Am I?
Yeah.
All right, we'll just go move on. How about this?
Okay.
We said we were giving away Snake River Comic-Con tickets.
Uh-huh.
If you'd call in. We're changing it to emailing us. And
why?
Because it's going to be easier, because there is a scavenger hunt.
Oh.
And I'll explain later in the podcast how to do that.
Okay.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, that does sound exciting.
I hope I win.
Ooh. Well, you just have to do the scavenger hunt. You got 2 weeks.
Wait, am I excluded from winning because I'm on the podcast?
You can do the scavenger hunt. I'll let you do that.
Cool. I know where there's a speed limit sign that doesn't end 0 or 5, so put that on there.
Oh.
So, with the scavenger hunt, are you hunting scavengers, or is this
we'll
the
explain
hunt
later.
Like scavengers?
Find, more details
find
later.
Find coyotes. And
exactly.
You can have the meta-narrative scavenger hunt where you're scavenging for loot, and then you have people hunting you as the scavenger.
Ooh, yeah. Like someone comes in with a vulture.
Exactly.
I like it. Well, then, we are going to officially start things off with... Mm-hmm. Some of us have more than the 5, but we're going to start off with the top 5 movies that we liked of 2016.
What? I can't do my... Do I have to do my bottom top 5?
You can do your bottom additionally.
Okay.
Because I couldn't think of anything.
You could... Well,
no, I don't have my bottom...
He has 10.
No,
has
I did
10.
Top 10 because
yeah.
I didn't
That's
have
fine.
5 movies that I hated.
I think I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
10. Yeah.
I couldn't find a bottom 5 either. So
I know.
I could. Easily.
Because you're just...
We
it's no wonder you're single.
You couldn't name a movie you didn't like.
No, I did name movies.
Yeah,
like
we went over it on the way over here.
It's really easy. Well, it was mostly easy.
Okay, what was your number one then?
My
for
number
the
one?
Least
I,
favorite?
For most favorite.
For most favorite, Arrival.
Arrival?
Yeah, that was my favorite movie.
Okay, I just got my worst list. I'm good now.
Arrival is it.
Yeah.
I'll speak up for Arrival too. That could be my number one. I really liked Arrival.
Yeah, it is a great movie.
Yeah, Arrival's in my top 10.
Arrival's in my bottom 10.
It's my it explores like in my I just love recursion, and that's the movie. It's, It's an exploration of recursion introduced to humanity.
Yeah, that guy's, he's going to make your new Blade Runner, Bill, so you better show some respect.
I guess I'm going to hate Blade Runner now, too.
No. No, I like it because...
Are you allowed to hate Blade Runner?
No, it's a new Blade Runner.
He's going to make a new one.
Oh.
Yeah, you're allowed to hate on reboots.
No, no.
It's a
sequel. It's not a reboot. It's a sequel. It'll have Harrison Ford in it, too. He's going to be old man Harrison again.
That's right.
He'll probably be like, kill me at well, the you're end
still,
of this, too.
You're still allowed to hate on sequels, too. I mean, just look at The Matrix.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and I personally say they got a bad rap. They, like, everybody expected them to be good as the first one, but they couldn't be because the first one blew your mind, and they can't do that three times.
Ghostbusters
2. But I thought they had a good story.
By the way, you're wrong about the reboot of Ghostbusters.
What?
It was really good.
It was better than the original.
No, it wasn't.
Better than, it was okay, but
it was kind of it was what the original was trying to be.
So what? The original was trying to be an awful movie.
It was trying to be a comedy.
It was. It was awesome. Are you? When someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes. Like it has tons of quotable.
There's funny jokes in it
all over
the
place.
The movie was like
nobody steps on a church.
I think we're gonna need a bigger Twinkie.
I liked both of them. They the old one and the new one. Oh. I mean they had their own thing.
Bad. Well, which do you think was better, Anna?
Which one do I? I can't really. See, that's I can't pick which one's
like,
better.
I laughed so hard at the new one. Like I was seeing spots at certain points. I couldn't breathe because I thought it was so funny.
Right. Ted, know what I figured out my beef was that goes with both of them?
Because you're a misogynist?
No, it's because I don't like SNL. I think overwhelmingly the actors that make film careers. Whatever, that's my
attitude.
You know,
I think that's a good point. I think most of the films that, like, SNL people, like, go and do films,
like, that's
they
not
stink.
Wait,
I know.
Like, so, but, okay, did you like the original Ghostbusters?
No, like, it's okay. Okay, I was like, no, what I was saying,
you cannot
even,
say
like,
you hate SNL and then like the original Ghostbusters.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. That's the parallel, because I was thinking, like, I wasn't a fan of the original. I wasn't a fan of the new one. And I was like, what do they have in common is that their core cast is SNL people.
Yeah.
And the majority of them.
Because people are always like, oh, they're so awesome. And I'm just...
I can get behind that, like way behind that.
It's not comparable to the old SNL.
Well, the old SNL as well.
They modernized it. It's topical. That's what SNL's always been.
I know that. But it's just not...
And it sucked for like 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched like the new stuff.
I've watched some of the... After we watched Ghostbusters, we went and... What was that actress's name, Anna? The one we were
Kate McKinnon.
At. Yeah, she's awesome. There's some really good skits, like SNL.
Yeah, because they have some. Like did. I enjoy the Donald Trump sketches.
Oh, and
are
every
really funny,
single Donald Trump. So. I can't wait for the inauguration one. It's gonna happen.
So it's hit or miss, just like the actors. Because even Bill Murray's probably the best of the SNL actors. But even him, come on,
like
no
man.
One can say I love his whole film career. No,
I'm sure there's
people even
who are.
Garfield. No.
There's
even yes. Bill Murray hates Garfield. So
yeah, but there's a ton of this SNL people that made movies that I just have not cared for at all. Like the old cast, like the Dan Aykroyd era, like that time, Eddie Murphy, that sort of thing. Like I liked those, but then you like get this whole area that's just it's just garbage. And even like I maybe it's blasphemy to say, but I didn't enjoy like Caddyshack.
Yeah, it had its moments.
I mean, it was okay, but
yeah, but
and then like the what was that Black Sheep and what's that actor's name?
Oh, was it Chris Farley?
Yeah, Chris Farley. Yeah. Like, I didn't like any of his movies.
I watched
all of them a bunch because my friends just loved them, but I didn't like them. Like
Mike, I don't like body humor. It's not humorous to me.
Well, that's my primary problem with the new Ghostbusters movie is I generally do not like anything that's slapstick or I hate. Alex, I'm going to hurt your feelings on this. I hate flatulence humor. Like it's.
Why'd you single me out for fart jokes?
Because I remember you saying you like fart humor, and I just am opposed to that.
Yeah, but so do a lot of people.
I know. That's why those movies tend to be successful. But
okay, the only fart humor I like is when I'm the one farting. Yeah. Just so you know.
But Alex. Wackiness, or I like subdued humor that is subtle. And I would call clever. And
what about Shaun of the Dead?
That has some wackiness in it, but yeah. I think that I like Shaun of the
And there
Dead.
Was some really good fart jokes in there, too, like an ongoing one.
And I didn't like any of them, but I did like enough of the films or the film that wasn't pertaining to fart humor that I liked the movie. And so, like, I'm not opposed to a movie just because it has fart humor. I'm not going to say, well, I automatically hate that movie, but... if that's what is contained in it, that's the movie that's
but
about.
I don't know. I feel like some of the biggest laughs in Shaun of the Dead were like slapstick type things. When they're throwing the stuff at that lady, the zombie in the backyard, they're like throwing different things and they're like trying to decide which one and tossing it.
That is cleverness because you can have a mixture. Like you can be clever in your delivery, but when it's just like, oh my, that person was hit in the butt or something like that, I'm not amused.
So what's your feelings on Mr. Bean?
Yeah, I will never, like, I hate that with all
but
my
have
heart.
Have you watched...
he's so funny.
What was it? Rowan Atkins is his name, I think. Mm-hmm. And, like, have you watched his stand-up?
No, I haven't seen his
stand-up. His stand-up is generally pretty cerebral, but it's also pretty slapstick. Like he's one of those guys who can get up in front of a crowd, doesn't... It keeps it all pretty much clean.
Mm-hmm.
But it just gets like huge laughs because he's just really funny. Like it's like a one man show.
I'm not opposed
to Charlie Chaplin or something.
Yeah.
So I realized something. The problem with having 2016 with so many sequels and remakes, we've literally named one movie that we've either all hated or liked.
Wait,
no,
did Fido come out in 2016?
Did which one?
Fido, the zombie one where there are pets.
I don't know.
No, that was like two
if you look it up on
ago.
Your phone.
Hey.
Oh.
Bill, no, here. I'll run through my list really quick. Okay. Every single movie on here that made my top 10, none of them are sequels or reboots. They're all originals.
Okay.
And they all legitimately made the list, too.
The top 10.
Yeah, so you got Kubo's my number one. One and done. They're not going to make sequels to that. Deadpool. So, I mean, even if it's part of a universe, that's the closest one. But then you get The Nice Guys. That's totally original. The Accountant, Hardcore Henry, Hacksaw Ridge, Arrival, The Witch, La La Land, and Hunt for the Wilder People.
Okay.
Hardcore so that, Henry sounds like an adult film.
No, it
that
is.
That was the first-person shooter one.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome.
Like, it was all filmed first person, and I guess the guy
multiple
didn't
actors, you know, or multiple... It's like you pass your remote off to your friend, and they get to play for a while.
because it is, Bill. That was the thing, because I'd say 2016... If you dig a little, it was a fantastic year for movies. But on the surface, most of the blockbusters, because even like that, like I bought Batman vs. Superman, Suicide Squad, Star Wars. None of them made the list, though. Mm-hmm. And like Apocalypse was okay. Like I said, I didn't hate that movie. It's like a C+, but all those sequels and reboots.
What stunk?
What stunk?
Yeah, well, like if you said you had a hard time finding one. Was there one that made the bottom?
I really hated Sausage Party.
Sausage Party and Assassin's Creed, right?
Yeah, those are probably the only two
you
that I truly
hated.
Assassin's
Creed?
Yes.
You just kind of were so upset.
No,
didn't I say on the last podcast I want to blow my head off watching that movie?
Assassin's Creed is 2017, wasn't it?
Assassin's Creed? No, it's 2000. No. I think it
was released December release.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on my bottom five.
They knew it wasn't going to be Oscar material for sure.
No, if someone was grilling me for Interrogation and they locked me in... theater and just forced me to watch that movie, I'd find a way to kill myself.
You tell them everything they want to know.
All right, Alex, what do you have?
Joe actually made me change my list when he was naming some of the stuff off. I had number one for Arrival, number two is Deadpool, three Ghostbusters, four Kubo. I really like Kubo. And Hunt for the Wilder People. I watched that, I think, like a couple weeks ago and I was just blown away. It's super great.
Yeah, that movie is so awesome. It's on Hulu if you have it for free to watch.
Totally is worth
actually, also, I think I've got number six, Tickled. Tickled is super great.
Did that come out in 2016, though?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, Tickle was a wonderful documentary.
And you guys, and I can't recommend The Witch enough. That is a fantastic horror movie.
Yeah, that's on my top.
Oh, The Witch is super good.
Yeah.
All right.
The Witch.
Yeah, the Vavitch is how it's written out.
Jordan.
I can name a top five and bottom five.
Okay.
All right. So for my top five, Arrival's top, and then Kubo, The Witch, Deadpool, and The Nice Guys. And for my bottom, I like Denzel Washington as an actor, but unfortunately, I did not like Fences at all. I fell asleep. And...
Maybe that's why you didn't like it. You missed part of the plot.
No. I should amend that by saying I tried to fall asleep during that movie. I struggled. Like, I put my hood over my eyes, and I was trying to sleep for about 20 minutes. I couldn't because it was a movie, and I could hear the conversation, but I wish that I couldn't hear the conversation. I didn't walk out because I wanted Fast and the Furious 7 to be the only movie I've ever walked out on.
But you're like, is this bad enough to ruin my perfect streak?
Well, yeah. The movie was bad enough that for me, like a lot of people, and it was not the directing or anything. I guess I just hate August Wilson.
The playwright, yeah.
Well, that my one experience with him. I did not like the story at all. It was annoying to me, but I'm not a sentimental person, and that went into sentimental territory. And then so there's that, and Magnificent Seven. I hated that movie. And Ghostbusters. Yeah.
You hate the remix and sequels.
I heard that was really good, though.
Well, some people thought
the main character in that
movie? I like it.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah. It's got Chris Pratt, too. Yeah. I like that movie.
It looked good. I watched The Ridiculous Six instead. Did that come out this year, by the way? Ridiculous Six?
I think it was the direct Netflix. There's the other
Those
one
count.
On Netflix, too.
Those are movies. Those count.
Yeah, no, they still count.
But The Ridiculous Six, it was the Adam Sandler.
It was the one I will not even press play. I will not support his movies on it. I'm not even going to be curious.
I like Adam Sandler.
I'm not a fan of his current stuff.
I enjoyed watching that, actually. The Ridiculous Six, because of the different characters that were in there.
It was really funny.
It was really interesting.
Plus, I am so bad. What's the guy's name? You know the story I'm about to tell.
Terry Crews.
Okay. So, big guy, right? Got the rippling muscles and everything. And I didn't recognize him. Didn't know that it was him. No clue, because he had a mustache. And that's enough for me, apparently. So when he came on the screen, like, my daughter and Anna, they were both like, oh, it's that guy. It's him. And she says names, and I'm like, I don't know who that
is. It's the Old Spice dude.
So,
the Friday
movies.
Yeah,
I didn't know. Yeah. So we're watching the movie, and there's a scene where they're in, like, swimming or something. They're in this, like, and he's not wearing a shirt. And I'm like, oh, I know who that is. So I apparently only recognize him without his shirt on.
It's that one guy that's in every Adam Sandler movie.
Okay, almost. Since you were naming off
Terry Crews isn't.
So what is your top five?
Okay,
officially?
So we had written down stuff, and I was relying on Anna to bring the thing, and she forgot.
So is this both of you?
So this is just me.
Okay.
But I'm going off of the stuff that she's written down and talking and everything. So I think it's hard. My top two are kind of hard to pick. So it's either Deadpool, which I really, really enjoyed, or Finding Dory. I really loved Finding Dory.
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
I was actually
going to
say that that's on my list.
Yeah, so that's like the it was so close because Dory was so freaking cute.
I like Dory more than Finding Nemo.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
Well,
I did too.
It was really interesting.
But they were both kind of.
It took a mental disability. Like she was a disabled character,
absolutely.
And it made it a totally sympathetic character, but not in a, you gotta pity me so much, but she actually evolved in a character.
Making light of it and being like, haha, she's stupid, ha 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 ha.
No, I loved how they didn't have to have a villain either. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah,
well,
there's
no villains in that movie.
In Finding Nemo, she was the butt of the joke. It was like, haha, she forgets everything. And with Finding Dory, they actually put a very sympathetic spin on it. It wasn't butt of the joke. It was like, this is horrible.
But in Finding Nemo, he's a disabled fish or whatever.
Oh, because of his anxiety?
No.
Because of his fish. Oh, right.
He's a special fan, remember?
No, the dad has anxiety.
Yeah.
And he was a sympathetic character that got lost and was found. It's the exact same story, just with a different character in place.
And with the different nuances because of the different disabilities.
Yeah. So I really liked it. Like I said, I think it's tied. It's so close. I couldn't say.
Yeah, it is a really good movie.
And I think it's kind of funny for me because they're really different movies.
Mm-hmm. It was nice that it had that Dadaistic ending of just all the craziness of the animals driving and everything like that, the sea creatures.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty awesome.
It's a good selection.
So, and then we've got, let's see, Suicide Squad, Ghostbusters, Kubo, and the Two Strings. And then number six, we're going over there. The Fundamentals of Caring.
Oh yeah, that is. I like that movie on Netflix. That's a good movie.
That was an amazing movie. I really, really enjoyed that. So, and I don't know, I was like listening, I was looking at movies as far as the bottom movies, and I couldn't really come up with, like, there was a lot of movies that I was like, eh.
I know, that's what I thought. Eh.
But I can't really say, like, movies that I hated. You know, I watched, it's a 2017 movie, but I did watch Monster Truck for my birthday. And I was hoping that it was going to be, like, funny horrible, but it was just regular bad.
So in other words, you've already found the worst movie for 2017.
Well, I don't even know that I'd put it there. Like, there was some okay parts, but like the plot was kind of dumb. Like, there, the motivation for the people, like, I didn't understand. Like, there's this main character and everybody's just fawning over this guy. I mean, yeah, he's good looking and whatever, but he's kind of a jerk. He's self-centered. He doesn't.
Does he play, like, football too?
No, he doesn't. No. He's like the outsider loner guy, but everybody seems to be in love with this guy, and there's like no reason for it, except for his stepdad and his actual dad, which is kind
of
sad.
Well, that's
but,
realistic. Like, there are plenty of noxious people who people apparently like inexplicably.
But, like, usually they exploit that, and he's just like, whatever. And then, like, I guess he does end up exploiting everybody for
which,
it. But,
that's realistic, but, too. They're usually...
Yeah, I don't know. It was just, like, he was completely unlikable, and... Yeah. And then, like, some of the effects were just so-so, you know.
You could qualify for bottom five, because bottom five doesn't necessarily mean that you hate the movie. It just is the bottom of the
movie. That's what 2017, yeah, so it's next year. So, but or this year, I guess. But
Does Forgettable make it make it bad? Or
well,
does
it just depends.
Because
I think of it as like I had to hate it, but it's kind of how you define it in your
because,
head.
Because I hated the first two movies I mentioned. I guess I'm apart from the group here, but yeah, Ghostbusters is in my bottom five. And Assassin's Creed, I totally agree with Joe on that. But one movie I didn't hate, which is on my bottom five, is Warcraft. Like, that was an inferior movie I saw, but I had some entertainment from it because it had moments that were so bad they're good.
Well, I mean, we had, this year brought us, Fantastic Beasts, which was a good movie.
Yeah.
But it's not one of the top tens. It brought us...
Well, okay, so, let other people go through their stuff, too. And
fair enough.
Then, yeah.
Fair enough.
And then you can start going through those. Anna.
Okay, so I kind of made a top nine of movies, but...
We're on these giant top lists.
Yeah.
It's good year, Bill. It's a good year.
I can't think of any, like, great movies that I saw this year.
Well, we'll get... Okay, well...
But there were actually quite a few good movies this year, and probably my top two, and it's kind of a hard one to figure out which one's number one, but definitely Kubo and the Two Strings. It was an amazing movie. It was well told as far as the story goes. And I would also have to say Doctor Strange. I thought that was actually a really good movie. It was pretty much like three movies all rolled up into one, in my opinion.
I like the supporting actor in that movie.
The cape.
The cape.
The cape. The cape.
The cape. The cape was awesome. But this year has had many good movies that I've actually been able to see. Suicide Squad, like Ted was saying, I think that was actually a pretty good movie overall. The Fundamentals of Caring, and then... one on my list that hasn't been talked about yet is Eye in the Sky, and I thought was actually a really
good
movie.
Yeah, that was really intense. It was basically people at a computer.
Yeah, that was
pretty
a really
much
good
the
movie.
Entire thing. It gave Aaron Paul something to do that wasn't Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
it was, and you had to watch that for your
my info assurance class this semester.
Oh, that's a great movie that they
had.
Computer security class.
Yeah.
And,
the moral dilemma of drones, Bill. It's a good movie.
It was an amazing movie. Deadpool was definitely in my top nine. Ghostbusters, Finding Dory. What I really liked watching was The Conjuring 2. If you've ever watched any of the Conjuring movies. The second one is actually one of the scariest movies I've actually watched in the last decade. It's been, it was a very interesting movie to watch.
And Anna really likes scary movies.
You'd probably like Ouija too, the sequel to that, because they're kind of in vain with each other.
It was similar.
I didn't actually watch that one though. that did come out this year though, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that'd be one to check out because I thought they were pretty similar in quality and plot lines and stuff.
And that actually sums up my list. So that's actually what I have in my top nine.
You guys should play Amnesia because that's it really is. It's a good horror. I don't think that it's very scary. But
it has good music. Music is what makes a movie and a game good.
Sometimes
it does add a lot to it.
A lot of times on video games, I just turn off the music because I do other things.
Actually, I think it's odd when there isn't.
You know, a good game, The Witness, no music.
Never played it.
Yeah, you should. It's really fun.
But I know, music from the old video games. Like, I bet my mom can sing the Mario tune.
Also, Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas.
Mm-hmm.
Love the music in that.
See, and that's one of the big things I really like playing. Vice City.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Is Vice City, actually.
Yeah. 80s like,
music.
You just drive around. I would spend hours just driving around in the car listening to the music.
Yeah, changing the radio station.
Getting the big one, and I'd listen to the talk radio until it started repeating, and then I'd listen to the next talk radio, and then I'd just kick on the songs and run people over. It was great.
All right. Mike, let's go with you.
So I don't have a list, but definitely I like funnier movies, comedies and stuff. I think Deadpool and Ghostbusters were definitely up there. They were probably one of the better ones that I can think of right now. I can't think of, because I don't watch movies when they come out, so I don't get to talk about them with everybody else. Because I'm cheap and I don't want to pay $20 to go to a movie. So I watch them 6 months after or a few months after, maybe not six, but...
Some of these were straight to Netflix movies. I think The Fundamentals of Caring went
straight
to Netflix.
Yeah, I watched that just on Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought Suicide Squad was pretty good too.
Yeah, that didn't go to Netflix. Yeah.
Mike, you need to watch The Nice Guys. That's my favorite funny movie. It's so good.
There was a bunch of them that you guys said that I wanted to see that I just forgot about because I waited too long.
Now they're on Netflix.
And Hulu, Hunt for the Wilder People, because that movie is hilarious.
Yeah, that movie's really good. You should also watch Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Because
it's not a 2016 movie.
I was wait, what? That's a good movie, but I don't think it was last year.
No, it's not. But since we're just throwing out movies that he ought to see.
Oh, okay.
is a movie he ought to see.
Okay.
My coworker keeps telling me I need to watch a movie from the 80s called Psycho Cop.
Psycho
or something like that. Yeah,
Maniac Cop.
That's it. Yeah, where this guy's murdering people in some big city, and and they're like, it's got to be a cop because how else would he have this information?
That was banned in Britain.
Oh, it looked horrible.
Yeah, it's one of the video nasties because there's that and Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, the hyper violent movies of the 80s that people were like, we can't let people watch this, and so they weren't even. Not only not given classification by the British rating system, they're banned.
Okay, since we're on the topic of older movies, I thought American Psycho was stupid.
I saw the sequel
before I saw the original.
American Psycho is the greatest psycho movie. It was stupid.
What happened? Was he crazy?
It was
It was Batman, wasn't it?
Crazy.
Yeah, that's the one.
It was Batman
was
and Joker.
Was he
Christian Bale?
Was he murderously crazy, or was he just the crazy person who?
No. You cannot answer that question because it spoils the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight up, you cannot answer that question.
Exactly.
Yes, it's an older movie, but you should just go watch it.
Okay.
Jordan, you derailed us. I was recommending 2016 comedies.
All right.
You threw in your Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Do you have any other 2016s?
Not that I can think of, no.
All right. Then I will go. Mine in no particular order. Let's go with this. I got to remember what there was. It's I didn't make my list. Kubo and the Two Strings. And I really liked... What else was it? There was... Deadpool and Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
Yeah, that was another one that would be on my list.
Finding Dory. And you started going in... Oh, and I really like Zootopia.
Yeah, I know.
That probably would have made my bottom list. If we were not saying movies that we hated, but just movies that wasn't good enough to...
I just thought of another one that would definitely be on my list.
I enjoyed it. What?
The the House Pets one. I think it's called Pets.
Oh, Secret, yeah. Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one definitely.
Based on the preview, that's in my bottom.
No, I really like that one. It's not my. It isn't quite, you know, up top, but it's up towards the top.
Just like based on the preview. Sorry, based on the preview, that baby versus dogs or whatever the crap that movie is. That's already at the bottom. All right, go ahead.
And I really like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
This is a fun movie.
Like I said, I liked it, but I don't know. I couldn't make the top five. And I love Harry Potter. I mean, I love Harry Potter so much.
I think I like that one more because I'm curious as to where it's going.
Yeah, that's another thing. If they do really well with the next movies, then that could totally change my idea of it. Because, like, rereading the books, like, she put in a lot of stuff at the beginning. Well, maybe not in the first one, but in the like the second book and on that, like, really led to other stuff that, like. If once you like see it as a whole, you really appreciate it more.
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that like you go to the movie and you're like the book was better?
There is no book for this one.
For Fantastic Beasts?
No, there's no book.
There is
for
no
it.
Book. Well, there is a book, no, but it was no, not
the book is not based on the book. The book is the movie.
No, yeah. Not, but the book to is just say an encyclopedia. That this movie, that's what it is. Yeah. This book is literally how did they make the encyclopedia?
Yeah.
Wow. That's literally okay. The other one that's in my top is The Accountant.
Yeah. I love The Accountant.
For the bottom of my list, Arrival.
Deal.
What's the other ones? The Girl on the Train.
Yeah.
I was not a fan of that one. Sausage Party, because I didn't even need to go watch it. And Hail Caesar. Sorry, it wasn't my cup of tea.
Wait, is that the one where it's the actors?
It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I haven't seen it.
See, that's more my humor.
It looked interesting, but it's like I don't know. I have a hard time with movies like based
squint
on
squint into the glory
Hollywood like making movies. Like
I've enjoyed
the
some,
last
but
the last Hollywood type movie that I liked. I think was Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So
I think the only Coen Brothers movie I don't like is Hudsucker Proxy.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of the weird exception because they broke the rule bringing in Sam Raimi.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam Raimi.
Yeah. Well, Sam Raimi's good, but you just don't blend them together.
I don't know who that is.
Me either.
Ted. You should be ashamed of yourself.
No, I'm not.
You do know who he is.
I don't
know how you know
people.
Who he is. Do you like Ash? He created Evil Dead, Ted.
Oh, well, that's nice, yeah.
So
yeah.
You?
Yeah, I like him.
But do you like Alice in Wonderland?
What?
That's not do you like Sam Alice Raimi. Wonderland?
That's not Sam
Raimi.
That's
Tim Burton.
Yeah, Sam Raimi did the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Wizard of Oz. Do you like Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Through the Looking Glass was Tim Burton.
No, Through the Looking Glass was...
Yeah, you know Sam Raimi, Ted. That's why I'm judging you.
That
I'm like, have you seen Spider-Man?
Actually, he did do the good Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the good Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire. Okay, we're in agreement there.
And he did the bad Spider-Man, too.
Number 3.
That's true.
And it looks like he did the Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so he's doing produced.
And I want to see it. I saw it, like, they had the free episodes online, and I watched those and just loved it. And then now I'm going to have to wait till Netflix picks
it up. That's why you get my
Hulu.
Ted.
But, like, I don't know. I'm just, like, so I've never been good at memorizing things. I thought I was bad at math because I don't memorize things.
Oh, he did Time Cop.
Time Cop.
No, he didn't do Time Cop.
Well, there you go. That's I love
he
him.
He did Time
he
Cop.
He didn't direct it. That's all that matters.
Is he like a cameraman?
Yeah, exactly. You can't just trust the blind list because they throw in all stuff.
It's the Google blind list.
It's only his directorial efforts that
Ted,
really matter.
You don't. Well, some memorization occurs, but you shouldn't memorize stuff. Like
I know.
That.
Well, that's how they taught math when I was that age.
That's not good.
When I was of that age, and that's why I thought I stunk at math. Turns out I don't stink at math. I stink at route memorization. Yeah. And unfortunately, names have no meaning other than people. And so if it's not a common name or whatever, I just don't remember it.
No, the
it
only
doesn't
things
stick.
You really want to memorize in math are like Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah.
But you can derive that. And
I got that.
Really? I got this worse. Wow. He wasn't the director. He was worse. He gave him money for it.
Yeah. That's it, being a producer.
He believed in
He's
it.
The
yeah, that's just gambling. Sometimes you can't judge him too hard because like Jordan said, Fast and the Furious movies. That is a good investment. It's just a matter of do I want to put my name on garbage to make millions of dollars for doing nothing?
You can do it quietly.
Yeah.
You through a holding company.
They're like executive produced by Anonymous.
So we watched most of these movies.
Yeah.
At the theater.
Yeah.
Good theater.
Yeah, it is a good theater, which is Carmike Prime Edge 11, located at 4355 Yellowstone Avenue, Chippewa, Idaho. And they currently have a deal going on for $9, and I think it's 50 cents. You fill up your bucket of popcorn, and you get a pretty large drink.
Oh, that's probably why we got... I was wondering, we went in on Tuesday, and we got a large drink and a refill for our bucket, and it was like 10 bucks. And mm-hmm. I was like, how much... Because it just rang up like $9.50. And so I was like, the refill isn't $9. It says right on the bucket that it's for something. And I was like...
And the large drinks are usually...
What's the large drink on Tuesday? I don't know. I was confused, but $10 was... I mean, all things being relative,
yeah,
was a good deal. So yeah. I just went with it.
Mm-hmm. Bill. Okay. No, it's...
Yes, Alex, you're still with us, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Alex, you haven't given us a bottom five.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's enough movies that I disliked the last year to make a full bottom five. I will say Batman v Superman is awful. I stand by that. Yeah. Actually, Batman v Pooperman, don't watch it.
So, Alex, it was nice knowing you. Bye.
That's one of the things I would have said. Like, I didn't think it was awful, but it probably would have made my bottom list just because there was so many other
movies. Well, yeah,
and
that's what mine is. Just more of the disappointments, because even if I was making a disappointments list, I'd put it in there, but I still like it. But hey, Bill, guess what?
I'll admit, it was mediocre, and it made me excited for what's coming out next.
Bill, guess what? Know what? The only thing that makes me proud about this review is that it sticks to my guns that... I refuse to be a fanboy and just give something props just because I really like it.
Because
yep,
guess what was one of the disappointments already? Live by Night. I love Ben Affleck as a director. No.
Aww.
No,
and the
no,
book
no.
is really good, too.
Yeah, it's not a good movie.
It was a poor adaptation of a good book
yeah.
by a generally good director.
Exactly. Yeah. You chose to focus on the boring parts of a book. It's like when you compress it and you're like, hey... You know, it's all the stuff that brought the book down. Let's make that the focus
yeah.
of the movie.
Hint, hint. You yeah. focused on the romance and not the cool stuff.
Exactly. Which is nothing
like
wrong with that.
Titanic?
What's that?
Just like they did in Titanic?
No, yeah, they...
The movie based on an event, loosely?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
you can't...
Like, sorry to interrupt for whatever, but it just got me thinking, like a lot of movies, they really tend to follow the book pretty well, but there's been a couple, like, really notable exceptions. One of the ones I brought up was the... I finally read the Nochnoi Dozor, the Russian vampire movies.
Oh, yeah.
And they are, the movie has, like, they share the same name, and they have roughly the same events, but they're all out of order. They add things that weren't there. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, they finished the first movie, and the first quarter of the first book was the first movie, and then the second movie was, like, the second quarter of the first book. And then they were supposed to make a third one, but like they weren't even, I don't know. It was really, really confusing because then they had parts of the second book in there. And
I know it makes like, me sad because you can pull off. Well, this was especially difficult too, because not only was this the first zinger for Affleck as director, but it was also the first zinger of ruining a Lehane adaptation because that also had a flawless adaptation.
All of his
books.
It was a loyal adaptation for the most part. Like Affleck, because he has to apparently cast himself in all of his movies now.
Yeah.
He made some alterations to the, like he had to change the characters since he cast himself, the 40-something-year-old actor, into the role of a 20-something-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And
that can hurt because immediately the movie makes it apparent that he was not meant to be cast for that. Because his other movie with Gone Baby Gone, he would have been poorly cast as that character, but he was smart enough to cast his younger brother, so it actually worked. But if he was starring in it, it wouldn't have worked, and that's the issue with this.
Oh, wait, I think I got a bottom for the bottom five.
What?
Okay.
Yoga Hosers.
What?
Yeah, the Kevin Smith
one. Did you watch it?
No.
I don't like Kevin Smith anymore.
Okay. The thing is, he started smoking pot. Like, he says it on his Smodcast that he didn't really do it when he was making all those other movies, Dogma and Clerks and mm-hmm. all that stuff. He wasn't smoking pot or doing anything like that. And he just recently started smoking pot. And so he made Tusk, which could have been interesting, but I don't know. It was just horrible. It was just really bad.
Yeah.
And then he made yoga hosers, and like I wasn't gonna watch it because it looked like it was a hockey movie. It wasn't a hockey movie because he's like super into hockey. He talks about it in his Smodcast and on his An Evening with Kevin Smith's, and you know I've watched all those and whatnot. So I was like, it looks like it's about hockey, and I really don't want to. But it wasn't. It was about like it's he's trying to make a trilogy, a horror trilogy, like the Frozen North trilogy or something like that. And so this is two of them. But I didn't even get all the way through it. Like I there was Wiener Schnitzel Hitlers with sauerkraut blood that were attacking these girls, and they were like throwing them in microwaves and pulling them apart and stuff. And like it was just horrible. It had Kevin Smith's daughter and someone Johnny else's Depp's. Daughter. Johnny Depp's daughter. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And oh my word, it was just bad. It was just really, really bad. And like, I don't know if he was going for camp or if he was just like smoking a lot of pot, but I just didn't like it.
So wait. I have a problem with something you said. You're going to try and convince me that Kevin Smith was not smoking during the Jay and Silent Bob. Like,
no, that's what he says on all his things. He says that he didn't really smoke pot. He liked to talk about it. He joked about it, but he didn't smoke pot at that point. He just picked it up like in the last, like right before like Clerks 2 or something like
that.
Did
he say he didn't smoke it at all?
Yeah, no, I believe it because look at his films.
No, I believe he smoked like cigarettes. They went through those like...
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
You can see if you watch the old movies, you see his fingers are tinted yellow.
Oh yeah,
but no, like I think what he was saying, and maybe I have to go back and check the veracity of this claim, but what he was saying was that like I mean he had smoked dope before, but he didn't smoke it a lot, and now he does it like all the time.
Well, I guess I can believe him because why would he lie about it? Like who cares?
Yeah, like if anything, you'd go the other way. You'd be like, I don't smoke pot anymore. I'm clean. I'm good.
Exactly. Blah, blah, blah.
But like, yeah, like
so. Well, especially where you know, isn't it legal where he's living and all that too?
He's in California.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Medical or whatever.
Yeah, I think they're recreational now, but they were they had medical dispensaries like I think 5 years ago.
Yeah, they weren't legal during Clerks 1.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, California's had medical for a long time. They went recreational in the election before last.
How many places are recreational now?
7. 26.
There you go.
No, it's not
26 states.
Is that that's medicinal and recreational, right?
Maybe. Let me fact check that.
Because that's too high for recreational.
Isn't it? Nevada's
like
recreational now.
Recreational.
I think Nevada's recreational.
Yeah, it's California, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Colorado, and I can't think of any others.
I'm really curious to know why you know this so well.
I know. He's like, I travel around,
and he's like, not Idaho.
I know people.
Did you say Colorado?
Actually, Utah has medical marijuana, and Idaho doesn't. And Utah, you can't get beer over like a certain percentage, unless it's from a liquor store.
No, it's pretty peculiar in Idaho because you think that we'd be leaning more libertarian, which would endorse a looser, like a relaxation. It's like it's a competitive market. Don't tell me what to do. Don't restrict my freedoms. And
although in a lot of the major like metropolitan areas of Idaho, it's very Mormon.
Yeah. Well, Utah is very Mormon and
sort of
medicinal.
So Utah is less Mormon than you think.
So take this for what it means. Counting all medical and like decriminalization, like everything, like where you could legally have weed in your possession. Medicalmarijuana.procon.org says 28 legal medical. So there's 28 states that you can do it. But that's also coming from medicalmarijuana.procon.org. So take it with a gram of hash.
You gotta just wait. I'm waiting for the tipping point when you get enough states that they just make it federal.
Well, it'll have to be it'll be challenged first unless there's congressional action.
Yeah,
it'll probably be in the next like
the only way
after 4 to 8 years.
I know.
The only way it'll go federal is if somebody gets arrested and they have enough money to take it up through the courts.
Well, I'm not into government, so I don't even understand our political process, but I think there's twofold, like either through congressional actions or it goes to the Supreme Court and they're like, yeah, we're overturning this.
Yeah, well, especially now with everything being Republican, there's no way it's going to be overturned
possibly
in the Senate or anything.
Yeah, I've given up trying to predict the future climate of
exactly
everything. So I guess we'll see what happens. But yeah,
but apparently they need to ban it for Kevin Smith so he can make good movies. Yeah. Yeah. Just make an amendment. They're like, it's legal in California except for Kevin Smith.
Maybe we should just like do a change.org petition or something like that.
Well, in Northern California for the longest time, because that's where a lot of people were growing weed, even before it was recreational legal or anything, they were what they would do is they would black out the DEA. The DEA would come in and try and arrest people, and the gas stations in Northern California wouldn't sell them gas. The grocery stores and restaurants wouldn't sell them food or anything else. Like, everybody refused to service anybody doing anything with the DEA.
That's interesting.
That is funny.
You guys think that maybe we digress?
I know. I think
maybe
we
will.
Kind of go a little off topic.
I know. Okay. We're like, that's playing our sponsors.
This is just like a podcast. Well,
even more so, we're going to give away tickets now in the middle of the podcast instead of at the end.
That's true.
So yeah. If you're been listening.
Yeah. Kids, don't do drugs.
Yes.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
It's bad. Okay.
Or, I mean, if you're old enough and you're in a state where it's legal, go ahead.
Hey, Bill. Easy, but okay. Real quick, too. At the Carmike, I was going through all the movies that are currently playing, and I still got to say, if you're going to watch a movie you haven't seen, go watch La La Land. That movie is fantastic.
It really is.
We're going to go watch a movie. We're probably going to go watch Passengers tomorrow.
No!
Why not?
Guess what?
Watch La La Land.
The Chris Pratt wakes up. What's her name?
No, I heard it was a,
and it's a dumb
forgettable movie.
Yeah. Guess what? And they both decide to stay awake together because they love each other, and she writes a stupid book. That's the ending of it, and it's a dumb movie.
Wait, did you just tell us?
No, I Wikipedia'd it to ruin it for myself, so I would never watch it.
So you ruined it for everybody else? Thanks.
Yeah.
I cannot think of what movie it was, but there's another movie that is that exact same premise, and I cannot think of what it is.
Yeah, it's called a Twilight episode from like way back when.
That might be it. It might be a TV show that I saw that I'm just like mixing in, but I know that there was another...
No, there was a Twilight episode where the guy was going to go off in a rocket to a location, and his girlfriend slash you know, her fiance was staying behind on Earth. She went to cryostasis, and she was going to wait for him, but there was questionability on it working on Earth, but it was going to work in a spaceship. So he was going to go back off and then come back, and she was going to be old. So instead, he ended up stepping out of it. Technology advanced just enough that she got into one. So he aged, and then she didn't.
Oh.
What is that?
It's a Twilight Zone episode.
Oh.
Or Outer Limits, probably, actually.
Spoiler.
But I think there was another movie.
From like Ted, and it's not a spoiler 60s. Anyways, too, because that's what I heard about that movie, is that the trailer is the movie, and then I read the plot synopsis, and that's the trailer gives you the movie.
Yeah, no, I'm really curious about, because that was the one with the zero G, and then she's in that big pool of water, and she can't get out of it. And I'm really curious about how the physics of that would actually work. Like, that's really interesting to me. Yeah, free-flowing water, and she's trying to swim out of it.
Well, the water probably would because of the...
Well, yeah, but she should be able to move through it.
Because there's still...
No,
because
she would move it out of the way. Like, it's not, it would move.
But all it would do is move down around and then back up around her.
Yeah. No, because you still have the air around, so you may be able to... Because you can physically move this because it's a larger particle instead of air.
Yeah. So they have the same problem. That's why astronauts can't use cups. It's not just because stuff floats out of the cup. It's because it floats up and around the whole entire cup. Like, it surrounds because of surface tension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sticks to the cup, and it just surrounds as much of it as it can expand.
So it's a strange Bruce-type situation. She just has to drink it all.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
They didn't show in the trailer, but she actually has a straw in her pocket.
Yeah, and she goes, that's the twist.
That's the reality. I don't know what the movie does.
And then she's going to put out a fire by peeing on it.
Yeah.
Of course.
Strange Brew in Space. I'm sold. I'm going to watch it with you.
Yeah, but La La Land, I should have hated that movie because it is a straight up unabashed romance. Like, it is totally positive romance, and it is a musical straight up without any shame at all. It doesn't feel ashamed of being a musical. And those are usually things that make me boil with rage.
Yeah, and Damien Chazelle did, because he did Whiplash, and that was one of the best movies of 2014, and this is one of the best movies there. And he also wrote the screenplay to 10 Cloverfield Lane, which is also a good movie this year. So
La La Land was an excellent movie.
Okay, never mind. I was just
building that up to say I should have hated this movie, but it's so well executed that I really liked that movie.
So, but what movie would you go see that's not based on, like, hey, it was done really well? Like, it has a really good story or something like that.
No, La La Land still fits with that. And guess what? Stupid Passengers isn't even playing at the theater.
It was today.
No, it's gone.
Well, I think the Arrival...
Because it's Friday, they boot out all the ones.
Oh.
Yeah, even at...
We looked yesterday, and there was like a 10 p.m. showing or something like that, and I was like, well, we'll go this weekend.
So the one thing that really surprised me, talking about theaters and whatnot, so I went on Tuesday because it was cheaper, and I had a friend who wanted to go, but he wasn't able to make it on Monday and would rather the cheaper tickets. So we went on Tuesday, and it was packed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't even... We had trouble finding seats... For all of the, there was five of us, and we had trouble finding seats. And I was sitting there thinking, I am so ashamed to live in this city where we sold out Monster Truck. it's just, I watched it ironically. I guess that's the hipster in me, whatever you want to call it, but.
Did everyone else watch it?
No, they were enjoying it.
Is it a Disney or Pixar movie?
It's a Nickelodeon movie.
Nickelodeon, yeah.
That makes way more sense.
I mean, it was a kids movie, and I can see kids like growing up in 20 years saying, that was the best movie ever.
Kids have awful taste.
That's true. It's true.
Is it anything like Monster House?
No, Monster House was good.
Yeah, Monster House was better. Like this, like if you watch other Nickelodeon movies like Snow Day... Or anything like that, where it's just like a, it's kind of cheesy, but it's like.
Wasn't Matilda a Nickelodeon?
I don't believe
that
so.
Danny
DeVito.
I don't know. Yeah, Danny DeVito did that.
I know they made a movie that was really good, and then everyone was like, "Oh, that's mediocre," and then they were supposed to have sequels. I'm like, literally the one movie you guys made. Everyone hated. Apparently,
Nickelodeon did like Rugrats.
Yeah, they did all
that. Oh, and Joe's Apartment.
Did they do Harriet the Spy?
I still haven't seen
that.
I think they probably did that along those lines too.
Yeah.
I know.
So it's kind of one of those movies. Like even I'd kind of compare it even like when you watch like the Casper movies. There's Casper and then there's like the second Casper, A Spirited Beginning. It was more like the second one than the first one.
So it's a wonderful sequel. No.
not so much good first movie.
Okay, so I need to get to this, though. Okay. And then we are going to come back to our random topics. So it's Snake River Comic Con. What you have to do is we're doing the scavenger hunt. You have to find these items, take a picture or video of them, email all of them to us, and... Take these pictures. Don't steal them off the internet.
Where's that list at? Is it on the Facebook?
No, it's here, right now.
Well,
you
wait.
To listen to the podcast to get this head list.
Wait. So how do we make sure that they took the picture and not got it off the internet?
Do we tell
them that they have to take a picture with like them in the frame or something?
Some of these will be with them. The other thing, that's the great thing about the internet. You also can reverse search.
Oh, yeah, reverse image search.
Yeah,
that's really... true. So get it from, like, page 7, guys.
Yes, yes. Make sure it's not searchable. No. Well, it more just takes the, fun out of it. But as of right now, it's 4 things. You have 2 weeks to do this. You're going to email it to GeeksAreWired. And R is spelled out A-R-E, because apparently people are still getting that it's only the letter R. But it's spelled out A-R-E, so it's geeksarewired@gmail.com. And the list includes, 1, something you have made. 2, you in a cosplay costume of some... or in a costume. 3, watching time fly. Interpret that however you want. That's the great thing about it. And 4... something nerdy or geeky. Now, the person who gets first place gets 2 tickets. They get a pair of tickets. That is what we're giving away. And next week, we'll give the list again. Or you can rewind and listen to it again. And the following week, we'll announce a winner.
So, why do we say rewind? That refers to, like, videotapes.
Skip back?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, like...
What is it on the...
Like, scroll... backwards?
No, mine actually has a skip button. I use Pocket Cast.
Though. I just
or
think
Google.
Rewind. It's weird how our language works and we use words that don't mean that the concept is the same, but they don't actually mean.
How do you get your window down in your car?
You roll it down.
Yeah, why do you roll it down?
Yeah,
though?
Because...
Even more, you use that symbol to roll it down, even though it's a button, and it's been a button for everything for the, made in the last...
Yeah.
Yeah, or like, I mean, you know, one day I'm going to show an old three and a half inch disc to someone, and they'll be like, oh, wow, you 3D printed the save icon.
So I have a funny image for one and three. You can take care of both.
No. You don't give people ideas. Okay. They have to have their own idea. If you want to go do your own thing, whatever. But that's the thing. People have to make up their own ideas. And the best one that we deem is the best, that whether it's just creative, whether you make us laugh harder than we've ever laughed, whatever, that decides the winner.
I want someone to be Noam Chomsky. I'm just throwing that out. If you're Noam Chomsky, then...
If your cosplay is Noam Chomsky.
Yeah, there you go. And it doesn't have to be good cosplays either.
That is a good cosplay, though.
No, I mean, you don't have to, like, spend, like, all the thing. You could just...
Just be an old person with a mustache or something. Well, does he have a mustache?
No, it should have a fake mustache. You should have a fake mustache. You know why? Everybody should have a fake mustache, just because.
Including Noam Chomsky.
But I can still...
I think Chomsky is stash-free.
Is he stash-free?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think it looks like a weird linguist Bernie Sanders.
You don't even know what he looks like, and you want people
to... I've seen him. I just can't remember his face.
That's fair. I'll give you a pass on that because I'm the same way. I've seen
actually, he looks like skinny Warren Buffett.
Skinny Warren Buffett. Yeah, I like your other Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, because I saw him ranting 3 days ago. Like
who, recent... Bernie Sanders?
Well, actually, both Noam Chomsky. Noam and Bernie. But, yeah.
I thought he was just an incense for the longest time. I didn't know that was actually a
have
person.
Some Noam Chomsky
yeah,
spray.
I thought it was just a really bad incense.
Yeah. Feel the gnome.
Okay, so we'll move on to...
Oh, wait, I had a question. I'm sorry. I got distracted. We all got distracted. But
it happens.
But Chomsky. When you say we, you mean the people doing the podcast are the ones voting, right?
Correct.
Great. I vote for me.
Okay. Congrats.
I don't think you're allowed to vote on your own. That's the only rule.
No, I said he could do it.
Yeah, he could do it, but he can't vote on his own.
I didn't say he could win. I never said that once.
I might do it just to have it up there. I think that'd be fun. Yeah.
Obviously, here's the other thing. If you win, we're going to post your stuff.
Wouldn't we want to post to everybody's stuff?
I would, if you do not want your... Yeah, let's just go with that. We are posting your stuff, win, lose, or draw. Because obviously you want to win, so just know that your stuff's getting posted.
I say we do like a top 10.
I don't know. I think we could post everything that comes through as long as we don't get flooded.
Yeah, and nothing, you know, nothing like, pornographic, nothing grotesque, you know... Well,
there goes one of my ideas.
Yeah, you can't be a naked Noam Chomsky.
No naked Noam Chomskys. And if you're going to do cosplay that shows squirting of bloods and all that.
Pustules.
See, I was thinking one and three
here we go
you
again.
Can take care of in the bathroom. Something
you
make and waste your time.
Let's go with that. All right, so we are going to move along to some news that Alex threw on. With Hello Kitty's database leaked to the web, 3.3 million fans affected.
Wait, Hello Kitty has a website?
3.36-year-olds.
Yeah, it's actually Sanrio. I don't know if it's their public website or if it's like a website for Sanrio products, or if it's like just their like internal database for their operations. But yeah, Sanrio had their database completely copied. In 2015, before they actually caught on that, this thing, we've had this vulnerability for like a year going strong, and 3.3 million users of Sanrio's website had their information leaked. So I guess if you were like on the Hello Kitty newsletter, you should probably change your password.
I just, like, I do like the Hello Kitty, what do you call it, the iconography. I like the pictures and I wholly endorse the Hello Kitty fruit snacks. They are delicious. I eat them on a regular basis.
You know, the only people that's going to hurt is like the people that are the guys 35 and over that are really into Hello Kitty for some reason.
for some reason or for good reasons. For
yeah,
good
if reason. It's a good reason. If,
okay, right. they did say.
Mike, are you saying the bronies better watch their back, their necks?
Apparently.
They're going to blow the doors off of their server.
Well, they did say that 186,261 records assigned to people under the age of 18 were there. And yes, they do know that at least one person did copy the database before the before it was fixed. Ah. So usually when these leaks are found, they're like, we don't know if it's been found. Apparently, they know it was somebody downloaded it.
So the website that they got the database pull from was sanriotown.com. So I don't know why it wasn't sanrio.com, because they own the trademark and they've been around since 1976. They should probably get their domain name game figured out. But yeah, there you go. Sanriotown.com.
That'd be funny if they downloaded Sanrio.com and they were trying to get the company, but it's somebody, some idiot owns the domain. Wants $1 million for it or something like that.
No, but that's one of those things. If you own the copyright and you have for a long time, then they can't.
Yeah, they can.
I don't think they can anymore. No, yeah. I think
can't squat you
can
on websites.
Yeah, I think it's against the rules now. Like if
yeah, I think you can petition. I can. If you can show you were the trademark holder prior to the domain name getting filed, I think you can petition. I can for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if I were to go out and buy Microsoft.com or steal it from underneath them because they messed up their registration or whatever, I would have to give it back and I couldn't make any money off of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of websites that somebody's just sitting on, though.
Yeah, but people have to know that they can do that. A lot of people don't know. And you have to care enough to go do that.
Yeah. Well, and it might just be like their U.S.-based website, too.
Yeah.
Versus they might have a Japanese that's the San whatever this company name is. I forget now.
But it's kind of funny. They're pretty loose with everything. Like, I think there is a Hello Kitty everything. Any object you can think of, there's a Hello Kitty, like utilitarianism. And that doesn't stop with the adult world either.
No.
I've seen adult products that are Hello Kitty based. So.
Yeah, like Hello Kitty TurboTax. That's a good one.
Exactly.
Yep. Yes.
Is there really a Hello Kitty TurboTax?
Exactly.
No. Okay.
But we have pictures on our phones of Hello Kitty airplanes, like full-size jumbo jets.
Actually, yeah, I think Delta or one of those guys made a Hello Kitty themed plane.
There's more than one. There's multiple, because every time we go to Asia, we see one.
Yeah, anywhere in Asia, like when we did our trip in Japan or like Taiwan.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. at the airports, we'll actually see, like, a couple Hello Kitty planes out
there. Several of them. There's a whole fleet of Hello Kitty airplanes.
I don't know if it's China or Japan or, like, all of Asia or what, but apparently there's this huge thing with having mascots that look...
Cute.
Yeah, cute mascots, like the big eyes, like Hello
Japan's
Kitty
all about cute.
Is it Japan that has that?
Japan's all about cute. I don't know about China.
Everything's cute. If you go to Japan, like, everything that they display, any, like billboards or anything. I mean, everything that you actually look at in Japan is cute.
Super kawaii.
When I was watching something and they were talking about the mascots that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, like, the water company has a mascot. The city board has a mascot.
Right,
the city itself has a mascot. Everything has a mascot.
Well, I don't think it's exclusive to Japan either. Because, like, when we were in Taiwan, Taipei 101 has this giant counterweight. That's the tallest... tallest building in Taipei, I think. And it's got this giant counterweight in the top of it, and they have their own mascot that's based off of that counterweight.
I just remember it was John Oliver. Last week tonight, he did a segment on it, and he gave all of our government a mascot.
Ah, nice.
It was pretty funny.
There's a Hello Kitty
chainsaw.
And chainsaw guitar. No Hello Kitty missiles.
Hello
or nukes.
Kitty, what is that? The Smith & Wesson looks like?
I bet there's a Hello Kitty air-to-surface or surface-to-air missile.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Just look a lot farther. Yeah.
Hello Kitty wine.
What about
Hello
Kitty?
That looks
like
a wedding dress.
Yeah.
Huh?
Bill, you're now on a list. I hope you know that.
No. It's hover zoom. That means it didn't actually open the image.
Yeah, but you searched it.
You searched Hello Kitty. There's a plane.
There's your plane.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Hello Kitty is just.
That's just a plane and a tug. That's amazing.
Wow. Hello Kitty slippers.
There's a house. A Hello Kitty house.
What is that?
Top right corner there. And a car in the left corner.
It's super cute. It has a bow and everything on it.
Yeah.
Look at the Darth Vader.
So this actually reminded me of something. When I was working
at Chrysler Jeep. Hello Kitty Darth Vader. So, yeah, everything.
I worked at Chrysler Jeep in California. I was selling cars. And somebody came in with a 300C that they had gone to Mattel and procured the license for Barbie. It was a homosexual male that loved Barbie so much, he literally built a Barbie car.
Nice. Was it made out of plastic?
It's a 300C, so yes.
I don't know what that means.
Is it fantastic?
It's a modern car, so yes.
How do you know he is gay?
Because he was very gay, and he was there with his husband.
I found out what I need to upgrade my laptop to now.
It's because they have Hello Kitty laptops.
It looks like someone just bedazzled that themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And a microwave?
Yeah. I kind of like the microwave. It looks like Hello Kitty is inside the microwave.
I wonder if they have that in a above-the-stove version.
I at one point had a Hello Kitty toaster that used to put Hello Kitty's face in the toast. And it was like the worst toaster I've ever owned. It was really bad. Like, it basically just burnt the bread on the outside and then just, like, didn't do anything in the middle. It didn't really look like Hello Kitty. It just kind of looked like a... There's, like, a just kind of a white blobby smear in the middle that could have been, like, a heart.
Wow.
Wow.
It probably didn't help I put multigrain bread through it either. I don't think Hello Kitty is, like, very multigrain friendly.
No?
Probably not.
Is it white bread only? You a racist toaster.
So, an RV. Yeah. A Hello Kitty RV.
And there's a train.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And look at the
speed train.
Okay, what's that thing next to the train?
Oh, yeah, I saw a Hello Kitty train.
Just go back up. What to the right of the train up there?
You're the conductor of that train. Every day you go to work, you're just like...
he probably loves it. He's probably like, I drive the Hello Kitty train. That's right. Now get
in. That's what you tell your friends, but eventually at some point you wake up in real life that, I drive the Hello Kitty train.
You got your
Hello Kitty Lincoln photo.
Nice.
I kind of want that.
I know.
Like his top hat is replaced with a fedora that's pink with
that is going to be pin. The episode like picture it. Now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of starting a new podcast where I just do a Google image search and we just talk about the images we find.
Exactly. Whatever comes up.
That's the name of it. Whatever comes up.
Whatever
comes up. Type it.
Hello, welcome to Whatever Comes Up, where we do a Google image search live on the air and we comment about it, but we don't show you what it is. You have to use your imagination.
Spice it up and always do. I'm feeling lucky. Like, here we go.
Safe surf off. I'm feeling lucky.
What is that yellow blob?
Those are bananas. Hello Kitty bananas.
No, no.
Oh, no, no. There's a fried egg mascot. He's a fried egg guy.
Gudetama.
He is so cute. He just kind of sits around and is like super lazy. But yeah, that's an amazing little mascot. Japan is just awesome. They just take everything and just go super weird with it.
Yeah, okay. So we've done enough surfing that I'm convinced there really is a Hello Kitty everything.
Yeah.
Apparently, Hello Kitty remade Jaws.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. At least they made a poster for it.
I think was a coffee cup.
That may have been. I don't know. But we went over our time. We should wrap things up.
How dare you.
I know. So we're going to start with famous last words with Alex.
Goodbye, kitty.
I get it. It should be goodbye, puppy. That's not my famous last words.
So. Okay, Joe.
I got nothing. Yeah.
Jordan.
I am not even exaggerating. I'm shocked at how much Hello Kitty supplies there are. That's truly astonishing.
Mike?
I want to see Hello Kitty Mike.
Well, you just have to Google it on your phone.
I think we'll see it in September.
Yeah.
You're cosplaying that whether you know it or not.
Whether I like it or not. You could tie me up and dress me or something. I don't know. That got weird.
Not as weird as it's gonna get.
Anna?
Bye bye, kitty.
Who would win in a fight, me or a bird?
Hello.